Adams potentially could be on the move in the trade period. Told at his exit meeting to explore his options. Did this one surprise you?
Yeah, it did a little bit. I got, like, not fall off your chair surprise, but I would have thought if they were going to move him on, it would have been the time to do it last year when he was out of contract before he signed a contract extension. That does give Port Adelaide a bit of leverage, though, like the fact that he's contracted, they can refuse any trade offers. It's not like a Jordan Dawson from Sydney who's out of contract and he's just going regardless and there's nothing Sydney can do about it. So Port Adelaide can be prepared to play a little bit hard, but I don't think they'll be devastated if he stays. I think they'll make it work there. But what's best for Peter Adams is to move on and be a number one ruckman, and it's sort of the ruckman merry-go-round in the competition, isn't it? No one really drafts a ruckman anymore. Well, not many do. They try and pluck one from other clubs, like Port Adelaide have done with Lycett, like what Adelaide have done with Riley O'Brien and others before him. So that's the way to work. There'll be a serious interest for him. I think the club that he suits the best is Richmond. I think he's perfect for Richmond. They've lost Marby Olchoa, who plays that exact role. And I'm not sure whether Peter Adams can hold down a genuine ruck spot for 80, 85% of a game. But you've got Nan Curvis there. He's getting a bit older. He looks a bit banged up, so you're going to get significant opportunities. So Richmond feels like a good natural fit for him. But also, the Western Bulldogs will be looking for a ruckman. I think Brisbane are in the market for a ruckman. So, there'll be some interest. And it's just whether a deal comes across the table that Port Adelaide are willing to expect. I don't know what he's worth. Is he a late second-round pick? Port fan, he's certainly not a first-round pick or anything like that. So he may be a late second-round, early third-round draft, but you're not going to get a lot for him.
So just in terms of the ruckman and how ruckmen operate, because they're big boys, and we don't know how some of them operate. They're different characters. So if you're someone like a Peter Adams, and we know that Scott Lycett is the man, he is the number one choice ruckman, whoever's playing second fiddle, are you always looking to be the number one man and go somewhere else to be the number one man? Or are there ruckmen out there going through the system that are happy to be the second choice ruckman who also spend some time up forward as a bit of a specialist role? Or are you always in your head going, well, no, I want more opportunities where I am the number one man?